In the nombre de la Swampert, in el Gaisco, in el Sino Hefable. Amen. I haven't learned their Spanish names yet, so I can't do it in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
But basically what I said was, in the name of the Swampert, in the Gaisco, in the Shiny Hefable. Amen. Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast on this Mother's Day, 2016. I better win the next battle I have with Keenan. Otherwise, this is going to be nothing but a complete joke.
It will, yeah. Oh, start man. That whole chant.
I will start that episode. Matter of fact, it'll be a 30-minute monologue as we talking.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Is she a bad mom by circumstance? Because she's the breadwinner of the family.
And yeah, it's sure, just a different role, because you normally see the man being the one doing all that stuff, and it's her.
Matter of fact, oof, that's exactly all of the Rugrats. Because Dee Dee was the breadwinner.
What was Dee Dee's job?
She was a professor.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
See, well...
Well, that depends on whether or not Stu's inventions ever took off. If they took off, then Stu had
to... It was a hit and miss.
Yeah, they took turns. Phil and Lil's mom was the mom and dad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it was.
What was her dad?
I don't know what he did.
No one knows what he did. No one really cared about him.
And unfortunately, she probably would have been a good mom if she was alive with Chucky's mom. The one episode we saw of her.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Chucky. Yeah, but she did too.
She doesn't count, huh?
What you do? Aww, why must people hate?
It wasn't that bad.
Ice Bear will hunt them down.
And you got your new shoes and everything, right? You need to make sure you burn those socks. They're still Adidas.
Oh, well.
This is a Mother's Day episode of Part 2 Something You Know Whatever podcast. Orlando needs to shut the fuck up. Jesus.
I'm sorry.
You are sorry.
Oh my god. Alright, go ahead.
So.
Don't look at me, man.
Mothers. Looking. Watching.
See what happens when you don't look?
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Lost the cookie. Mothers. You gotta be happy for them. Even then, they drive you crazy. Hope you gave them a gift. Why? For this lone reason. They wiped your ass. That's reason enough to get them a gift. And sadly say I haven't got my mom a gift for Mother's Day.
Well, you know what?
It's all good.
You kind of did. Did you see her today?
No.
Remember you said yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
What's going to get your mom?
Me.
My presence is a present. Kiss my ass.
There you go.
That's what Kanye West said. And then... holds true with Matt. My presence is a present. Kiss my ass.
Love you.
No. Like she listens to this.
she listened to 2 episodes already.
Wow.
Shocking, but hey, she wanted to know what it was about. I was like, okay, fine, but I'm not going to apologize for what you hear.
Did she mention anything like, Matt, you should cut back on this?
Was I cussing in this?
Yeah.
More than likely. Now she doesn't. You're not that good little kid.
Fuck that. She don't care. Well, even if she did, like I said, I'm not apologizing for what you hear.
She's unapologetic.
This is my thing. I'm doing it not in your house, so why should you care? Mm-hmm. Off of that nice reflection of mothers, we'll be talking about cartoon mothers today. The good, the bad, the ugly. Yeah, something like that. Lando, you wanna?
Start off with one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me get Trudy off of the Proud Family.
A good mom?
Good mom.
Mm-hmm. Would you say she was a good mom?
Yeah.
bad choice in mate.
Yeah, I was about to say. I don't get what she saw in us. You had Wizard Kelly and...
Yes, it's like, I'm going to make fire with my ankles.
Yeah. Only man to turn around sideways and disappear.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay, but what makes her a good mom, though?
She took care of business. She...
What business?
The babies.
The babies that were always left with Sugar Mama?
The twins, yeah.
Sugar Mama was a good mom.
Abusive mom, but a good mom. Abusive.
Hey, some of the best moms have to be abusive.
Yeah, true.
She treated Oscar like crap, but what was his name? Bobby?
Yeah.
Treated him like the favorite.
Well, I mean,
see, Bobby's retarded. You can't be mean to the retarded person in the family. Oscar wasn't retarded. He just had potential. He didn't use it. So she had to be tough on him.
Look, his potential went all down the hill with that one missed shot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That changed the course of history. But if we're going to talk about Disney moms and good moms, Miss Possible. I forgot her first name. Don't even know if I know her first name. Because she was like a, I think like a researcher or some type.
To be honest with you.
You don't even know, do you?
I'm trying to picture her face. Okay.
Kim Possible.
I know Kim Possible. I know.
Her mom.
Trying to picture her face, man.
Okay, let me put it like this. Phineas and Ferb's mom, except a little more thicker.
Ooh.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great mom.
Wow!
Great mom, sorry.
AKA, I never watched the show, but...
I just off that, I'd say it's a good mom.
If we're talking about... Well, isn't Dusty's mom kind of thick, too?
Dusty's mom is only thick in the hips. Basically, she got cellulite.
I ain't saying nothing wrong with it.
I'm just saying, you gotta know the difference. There's thick, and then there's cellulite. There's thick, Miss Daniels. There's cellulite, Miss Corbin.
Keep this going for a second.
Miss Daniels, Matthew?
Yeah. Thick.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Corbin, cellulite.
Miss Corbin.
Oh! Oh! What? You were sick!
Oh, I think I threw up my mouth a little bit. Oh, my God.
But that was cellulite. You know it's true. Oh, that ass with all those dimples. You can see the craters in it when it twitches from side.
Shut up.
I guess that's not helping. I'm talking about a chocolate lady while eating chocolate chips, is it?
Why do you have to make those sounds? We could have just talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
But thinking of thick, I'm just going to play this a little bit.
For all my gorgeous, healthy sisters all around the world, I'm talking the 175 and up club. We cook good, we eat good, we live good.
Just a little thick.
Juicy. That will describe.
Is that Trinidad James song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Trinidad James, just a little thick. She's juicy, people. Oh, God.
Slurp, slurp.
Why does that make me want to throw up?
I'm really.
Because of the way it sounds.
Why does it bother you?
Anywho, back to moms.
You eat ass, don't you?
Oh, shit.
You do, don't you?
No, I don't.
God. You enjoy every bit.
No, I don't. Don't be mad because I've had a girl suck my dick off. Like a Hoover vacuum.
Is this ferocious?
Just not just her.
Okay.
But she was the best.
God, I really hope she doesn't watch this podcast now.
Is she your mom? Huh?
What?
What?
Is she your mom?
Oh, ferocious. Oh, okay, okay. Ooh, I thought she said, isn't she your mom?
That's what scared me. That's what you said.
Nigga, that's what I heard. What?
That's, yeah, I was gonna say, we heard, isn't that your mom?
No, I said, isn't she a mom?
Oh, yeah, she's a mom.
Yeah.
Now.
I bet you said, isn't that your mom?
No.
Why would you say that? Whoa.
Back that's on subject. Back on subject. That's, good moms, good moms, good moms. An oblivious mom, but if she was ever conscious of what was going on, it would kind of ruin the premise of the show. Phineas and Ferb's mom, Flynn Fletcher.
Poor Candace.
Poor Candace? Shouldn't have been a snitch.
Yeah, that's true.
She turned out to be a good mom in those future episodes. But just every time, hey boys, what you doing? And when she always came home from whatever it was she was doing.
Handling business.
What business?
If you do.
Came home. Want a snack? Want a snack? Want a snack?
I'm a toast to that.
I want to make you guys a snack.
Mom! What do you do when hunger attacks? Fill your stomach up to the max. So, not talking tough, but don't ever shrink from. How would you like some snacks?
No one's ever upset about snacks.
Nah, wish my mom made me snacks.
Yo, make your own damn snacks.
That's exactly what she told me.
Mm-hmm. My mom still makes me snacks.
That's kind of weird.
I don't care. They're my snacks, bitch.
Okay. It's my cup.
He's gonna eat ass.
Oh my god.
You must want to eat ass.
No, no. Talking about it. Just keep that to yourself.
Have you ever smelt ass, Orlando?
I'm dying. Okay.
I'm dying.
You better have that one, bro. Oh, God.
We are going completely off topic on a podcast that should be dedicated to mothers.
Okay, let's get back to moms.
Shit. It's completely off of moms. And
let's get back to moms here.
Orlando.
Mm. All right, no more ass, man. All
right. Okay, sure, you say. But let's see, there's
let's talk about a bad mom. Okay. That's easy.
Is it? Oh wait, yeah.
Rugrats. A bad mom.
Well, not all of the Rugrats moms.
No,
are bad.
No, just
Charlotte.
Charlotte, yeah. Charlotte.
She is a bad mom.
Oh, God.
She is.
Well, hold on, whoa.
Mom.
Put it like this. Is she a bad mom because she's neglectful to Angelica? Or is she a bad mom by... You're okay. Is she a bad mom by circumstance? Because she's the breadwinner of the family.
Yeah, it's sure, just a different role. Because you normally see the man being the one doing all that stuff and it's her.
Matter of fact, oof. That's exactly all of the Rugrats. Because Dee Dee was the... Yeah, Dee Dee was the breadwinner.
What was Dee Dee's job?
She was a professor.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let's see. Well...
Well, that depended on whether or not Stu's inventions ever took off. If they took off, then Stu had to...
It was a hit and miss.
Yeah. They took turns. Phil and Lil's mom... Phil and Lil's mom was the mom and dad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It was.
What was her dad?
I don't know what he did.
No one knows what he did. No one really cared about him.
And unfortunately, she probably would have been a good mom if she was alive with Chucky's mom. The one episode we saw over.
Oh
yeah.
Poor Hell, Chucky. She did too.
Guess she doesn't count, huh?
That's why we had Kimmy's mom come into play.
Yeah. She's cool.
Asian persuasion.
She's nice. Mm-hmm.
There you go, Chaz. That's how you get them.
I know.
All the way in Paris.
I was about to say, get an Asian in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Upgrade your life, boy. Then there's Charlotte, who was the breadwinner.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, what the fuck did Drew do?
I think he worked at an office.
Oof.
That's it.
So Charlotte had a personal assistant. Boy, there's so many things that could be said about Charlotte now that I think about it. She could also be kind of called a racist.
What was her... assistant's name?
Jonathan.
Yeah.
And not just that, kind of the way she treated the Carmichaels too was
pretty Susie bad. Carmichael.
Pretty
yeah,
bad.
It was bad. There's always a snide comment towards him.
She was the Donald Trump of that show.
Mm.
Trump 2016. Get your rally hats. We gotta get to our other viewers who may like you.
Okay. Look, this podcast has black people on it. Mostly, not mostly, all black people on it. So if you support Trump, just Yeah. You must be from the South.
The South will rise again!
They're about to, too. Yeah. What's another bad mom?
That's what I'm looking up.
That's what you
I didn't really think Cal and Chicken's mom was that good, but the parents in the whole show weren't that good, but their mom. Wasn't there an episode when they came in and their parents were munching the carpet?
Carpet munching?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was a biker gang episode. Yeah. Where Cal had joined the gang of carpet munchers.
Yeah.
And her mom just walked in and was like, ooh.
And they all joined in.
Mm-hmm. They were all dykes. Cut hair, all big women.
And then
we're the carpet munchers.
And then Nettie's mom.
Never there.
None of them were there.
No. How many of them actually had moms, though?
Well, we know Ed did, because he always talked about his mom.
Told me I had to do this for okay, me. But then Ed's mom is...
Eddie had a mom, too.
Yeah.
WD had both his parents in the house.
He said, Johnny, mother... I don't believe Johnny had parents, man.
I think Johnny was adopted. Just a kid that slept at, on the streets.
A little plank of wood. Poor guy.
My best friend.
Oh, I love that song.
That's a great song. Classic.
I guess she's a cartoon Lois from Family Guy. I wouldn't really... I don't know. She could be good and bad, but I would go more of the bad.
Look, the bottom line here, Meg, is that you're just taking your own problems out on everyone else.
Oh, my problems? Oh, I see. Is this coming from my role model mother? The shoplifter, the drug addict, the porn star, the whore who let Gene Simmons and Bill Clinton go to town on her?
Oh, so what? All those things are behind me now. I'm a better person now because of those experiences.
Are you? Are you a better person?
What's your point, Meg?
My point is that with all the irresponsible, reckless, idiotic behavior in your past, that somehow, somehow you have the nerve, the arrogance to consistently and ruthlessly point out my shortcomings.
All right, well, fine. Okay, I'm not the perfect mother. Who is?
Oh, not only are you not the perfect mother, you're the furthest thing from. From the moment you gave birth to me, I had to trust you. I had no choice. I needed you to protect me from the world, to be my guide, to help me navigate the difficult, confusing, and vulnerable journey to becoming a person. You have done none of those things. You're my mother, and you took a child's trust and smashed it into bits in a 17-year-long mission to destroy something that you killed a long time ago. And honestly, when I turn 18, I don't know that I ever want to see you again.
Oh, wow, everybody's already tweeting Stewie just said that.
You're right. You're right, I'm a terrible mother. I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry, Meg. Can you ever forgive me? Oh, God.
She's a bad...
All the animated sitcom moms except...
Marge.
Nah, Marge is...
She's good.
She's good. I think she's
hit and miss, hit and miss. She's hit and miss.
I think she's more good than she's bad.
The 500th episode, they kind of called out Marge for her shit. She's the worst. They say she's the worst Simpson. Why? Because she's the enabler. She enables Homer to do what he does. She enables Bart to be disrespectful. She enables Lisa to be a problem child. Well, to be the town know-it-all.
Yeah.
And she enables Maggie to do, you know, what Maggie does.
Be a baby.
Be a baby. Or just get into shit.
Kill people.
Yeah.
Maggie has a kill count. Don't ever forget that. Maggie has a kill count.
We are here to banish the Simpsons, although we are not pleased to be doing so.
I am.
Me too.
I feel like a kid at Christmas.
I don't even know my position.
I know we're all happy. I'm just trying to spare their feelings.
Those freaks have no feelings. Even baby never cried.
She's a freak.
What baby does that?
Why would an entire town go to all this fuss to get rid of one family? What have we done that's so terrible?
I'm glad you asked. The simple fact is the city is going broke, cleaning up after Homer's drunken shenanigans. Ah! We won!
Homer, that is not banishment hearing behavior.
Bart's pranks, which dwindle in humor as they rise in destruction. And Lisa's environmental initiatives.
If I may speak,
mm-hmm.
We're not monsters. We're just people. People who love each other and love this town. The only place we've ever called home. Thank you.
Marge, you are a sweet woman, and you make us see your family in a more forgiving light.
Thank you.
Which is why you're the worst Simpson of all! Now, just a second here.
Oh, I forgot. The worst cartoon mom that I can ever think of. Cartman's mom. She's a hoe.
Oh my god!
Have you been with Cartman's mom? Everyone's been with Cartman's mom.
Cartman was terrible.
Remember the episode where they was all playing video games? Mm-hmm. And they was all like in the basement.
World of Warcraft.
Like, yeah, he's like, Mom.
She brings a bucket.
He starts shitting all over her. Face, and she's taking that shit too. I'm like, what the fuck? Really?
Sad thing is, there are moms out there like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Baby them kids.
Yeah.
Beat his ass with a lead pipe. Not saying I do that, but
I'm gonna say that's a little far, but
whatever. That skull can take it. When it starts to make a little dent, then you might want to stop.
When you start, when you don't hear that sound anymore, it's more of a mushy.
It's like
you know you've gone too far.
Oh,
you
shoot.
A loose casket. That's all you see.
A newer cartoon of a good mom. I said it in an earlier episode. Steven Universe's mom, Rose Quartz. Rose Quartz. Even though she might have died in order for him to be born.
I've never seen this.
I was about to say, I know you haven't. That's why I said it's one of the newer ones. You know, when you talk about how cartoons today suck and you don't watch the good ones, you just watch the ones that you hate on repeat.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
So then how you gonna sit there and say they all suck if you don't watch the good ones?
I watch regular show. We're not about to get into this tonight.
Okay, not tonight.
We gotta stay on topic here.
We say that after we done talk about mashing people's babies in their head, eating ass, and cellulite.
And cellulite.
Another good mom. Or somewhat good mom. Is she somewhat good mom? I guess so. Oh, Timmy Turner's mom.
How?
She was oblivious to me.
I wouldn't even call her a parent, really.
Oh my god. Oh no, not
Wanda.
Wanda.
I was about to say
that's
like,
what, yeah, that's what I meant.
One
Wanda.
You to say. Not
yeah.
Not mom from Timmy. Nah. Back to the Steven Universe thing. What was I about to say? Shit. Oh yeah. As a substitute for Rose Quartz, Garnet. She's more like an aunt and a mom combined.
Everyone loves the aunts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she's. Have you seen pictures of us? Have you watched Steven Universe? Have you seen pictures of the characters on Steven?
I know what Steven Universe looks like, the character and all
okay,
that
well,
stuff.
Okay, well, let me show you what Garnet looks like. And then, not that. Okay.
I'm opening the wrong thing now.
I ain't gonna open the wrong thing.
What's her name?
Garnet.
She's black?
Oh my gosh, she's black?
Yeah, you could pretty much say that.
So is he black?
Nah, Steven Universe is white. See, that's Steven.
So he's adopted?
The story there.
Let's hear this story.
Okay, see, this is why I say it's a cartoon you need to watch because it really is good.
I'm so confused.
Okay, so. Long ago, there was a rebellion on these gems' home world, on the gem home world. The rebellion consisted of Rose Quartz, who is this lady right here. Rose Quartz. Her. And her Pearl. I'm gonna speed this up a little bit. Y'all can move with that shit whenever you want to.
Alright, I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah. So, during this war, Garnet, who herself is a fusion of two gems, Ruby and Sapphire, fused together unexpectedly, and kind of because they fused, they weren't like two gems that fuse together. Don't worry, folks. I have a podcast dedicated to Steven Universe by itself, so I can clear this up even more. But layman's terms, they fuse together. The homeworld gems didn't like the fact that they fused together, so they had to leave. They joined Rose Quartz and Pearl as part of the rebellion. The purple gem that you see, Amethyst, you can kind of almost call her black, too. And she's voiced by, I think so, is she? Kree Summer?
Oh, from a different world, yeah, played number 5 on Kids Next Door?
Yeah, hold on, I think so. Let me see, Kree Summer.
She also played Susie Carmichael.
Does she voice Kree? Yeah, I'll figure it out later. I think she might. But anyway, so the gems make their home base Earth, and Steven's dad, Mr. Universe, who is a failed rocker, stumbles across their base, and Rose Quartz takes a liking to him. So, why'd you fart?
Oh, God. He thought he was quiet about it, too.
He told himself when he looked up.
Yeah.
Shit. I thought maybe, okay, his feet just clicked together. Nope, he looked straight up, too.
I'm so embarrassed.
Look, Micah, stop telling on yourself.
I'm sorry.
Anywho, so Steve, Mr. Universe and Rose Quartz get together. Pearl, of course, being a lesbian, is upset about this.
This isn't a show? Is this on Toonami? What is this? Yeah,
Steven Universe. This is why I tell you, you should watch this show, man. There's so much shit. This is a throwback to a 90s cartoon that has more depth than a 90s cartoon could.
I've never seen it on.
Well, that's because it's just...
Oh, what time does it come on? Oh.
The new episodes are coming on Thursday, starting this Thursday.
Oh, it comes on once a week.
But it's going to be like a 4-month thing. They're 15 minute episodes. But anyway, back to what I'm trying to explain. So they get together. Of course, Steven gets made. And it's implied that the moment Steven was born is the same day that Rose Quartz died. Hmm. And they kind of have an episode that explains, well, not explain it completely. They're going to have that coming up. But there's an episode where Steven's mom leaves a video behind for Steven when he's a certain age inside of a lion, who's Steven's pet, and may also be Rose Quartz. It's confusing but intriguing at the same time. Saying that there's a reason why you're here, so on and so forth, and kind of leaving the door open as to whether or not Steven is either A, his mom, B, his mom's son. There's a whole mystery behind Rose Quartz in general. But her as a mother and what she set up for him going forward is admirable and kind of what you want a mother to do. He was birthed as a way to show homeworld that, hey, gems and humans can be one. Gems and other creatures can be one. Why do we have to go on this crusade of destroying all these plants when we can actually mix ourselves and become something stronger?
This is deep. This is all in the cartoon.
Dude, everything about this show is deep. Everything. Even if it looks silly. If you look close, watch it the first time, it's going to look silly. Watch it over and over, and you'll start to put the pieces of the puzzle together so hard. So fucking hard. Okay. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's episodes on YouTube, I think.
Okay. All right.
And then this is where Garnet comes into play. Because Rose isn't around, she's basically the mother of not just the gems that are left behind on Earth, but Steven.
And that's how that becomes his mom. Hmm.
His aunt mom.
Yeah.
And in a way, she also is a black mom. She grounded Steven for like 1,000 days and took away TV for 1,000 days.
A thousand days?
Yes.
1,000 days, wow.
How do you keep counting?
Look, and it only took Steven, A, rescuing her from a ship, B, destroying that ship, and C, almost getting blasted into space for her to say, okay, look, you're ungrounded and you can watch TV now. But Carnage is a bad bitch, though. She a bad one.
Bad?
Mm-hmm. But back on the topic of other moms.
How about Ash's mom from Pokemon?
She's a hoe.
God damn, surprised she's not pregnant. Well, yeah, she may have Mime Jr. Who knows?
Mr.
Mime is hitting that left and right.
And Mr. Mime hitting that. That's Professor Oak.
Oh, him too, yeah. Everybody's been hitting in that little small ass town, that Palatown.
Brock's dad probably walked down there and got some on the side.
Probably, yeah.
That's why he disappeared for a while.
Wow.
He wasn't training Pokemon.
Getting some asses, mom.
Was a rolling stone. Which is actually made even worse because Brock trains rock type Pokemon.
Yep.
So Papa was a rolling golem. Dun, 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 dun. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he... Well, he hasn't died yet, so... But when that golem fainted, it was because of a quacksire. Oh, hold on. A good anime mom. Matt and TK's mom from Digimon. Just think about it. Of all the parents in season 1 and season 2 of Digimon, she was always the same one. You need to look that up, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt and TK. Matt had Gabumon, TK had Patamon. Their mom.
Oh, yeah. I remember now. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good moms.
No, she was the same. Well, they were all the same, but she was the one who was like the most level-headed of the group.
Yeah, she was.
Because Izzy's mom freaked the fuck out when she heard Tenemon speak.
Yes.
No one could stand Mimi's mom. Ty. It's sad that Ty was the leader of the group, but we know very little about his mom. His mom wasn't even a good player in the thing.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Who else?
I say Bulma's a good mom.
Yeah.
She's probably the best one from DBZ.
Absolutely. Chi-Chi was alright. She took care of the house. So she did good with Gohan and
Maybe she turned Gohan into two.
Well, yeah, she overcompensated on both of them though.
And Goten, she seems to just let him do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
He's not restricted to anything really.
No,
because he also benefited from the fact that Dad wasn't around, so who was the one that trained Goten?
Oh, the mom. Well, and Gohan.
Nah.
Gohan just plays around with Trunks.
I said, yeah, Chi-Chi trained Goten. Hell, Goten first turned Super Saiyan with Trunks.
Yeah.
And she freaked out.
Delinquent. Whereas with Gohan, it was like, look, I want you to be a scholar. Why? Because Dad was around. He was the one always fighting. Once Dad left, Gohan's in high school. He's about to make something of his life. Go ahead, Goten, do what you want. Plus he had a playmate his age in Trunks.
Yeah.
Gohan's best friend was an alien and then a grown man who had Gary Coleman disease. Those were his best friends. He had no kids his age to play with.
Oh, man.
Actually, Piccolo is near his age, though.
Piccolo?
Yeah. Start from Dragon Ball and count how old Piccolo really is. The Namekians age fast, but they're not as old as they may seem.
They're like dogs, so.
Oh, okay. Well.
So Piccolo's like, what, 3 or 4 years older than Gohan?
I guess Dende was his age, but.
Because he fought Goku when he was 3.
How you know this?
Because when you hatched
the
egg.
The timeline. I think 3 years passed when Goku defeated King Piccolo. When Piccolo showed up and he was like, okay, cool. And then look at the end of Dragon Ball, to the start of Dragon Ball Z, how much Piccolo
Gohan
had aged.
Was 4 when he first was, when they first introduced him.
Mm-hmm.
Right, a little 4-star Dragon Ball in his head.
Basic math goes a long way. That's the main point of that subject right there. Basic math goes a long way.
Okay.
Well, I think Bono was good because she did a lot for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Just create the time machine for Trunks to come down here to try to prevent the androids, and well, things happen.
That would.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's the best thing, pretty much. Her and Chi Chi.
She was a good wife, too.
Right, absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Able to make Vegeta calm his ass down.
Right.
Any other good moms? Bad moms? So-so moms?
I give you a bad mom. Peggy.
Oh, she's not a bad mom.
Yes, she is.
She is not a bad mom.
Even though we hate her, she's not.
She's not a bad mom.
As much as I hate her.
First off, she took in Luann, and that's a chore in its own right.
Because that's Hank's niece, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then, I'm going to just say that entire family didn't know how to properly handle Bobby.
Bobby was just a wild child.
But at the same time, she did teach Bobby the fighting code. Yeah.
That's my purse.
Look, Bobby thought he was doing something, kicking people in the nuts. Then he went and fought Peggy.
Yeah. That don't work on me. Yeah.
Oh.
And beat his ass.
Man, that had to be... You know how disappointed that has to make Hank?
Well, I mean, he just got kicked in the nuts, and his nuts went inside him.
He had a narrow urethra. You know how hard it was for him just to have Bobby? Poor Hank.
Shit. I was about to say, I forgot who I was about to say.
I think of some shows.
I don't watch Bob's Burgers enough to know about their mom.
Oh, she's pretty good.
She's alright.
Yeah, she's
I watched enough. She's alright.
She knows where all the kids are at all the time at every point. Something you can't really say about Marge, Lois, and Peggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peggy only has one child to look after.
Yeah, she fails at that.
One occasion. Marge can't control hers.
She can't control hers, no.
Lois.
She's just bad.
God bless her.
Well, they all treat Meg terribly.
Yeah. Forgot her birthday.
She stole her boyfriend. Mm. That was probably the worst thing. That was the worst, right there.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What about Ida?
From where?
From Family Guy. Quagsires. Not Quagsires. Quagmire.
Quagsire. You got Pokemon on the mind, man.
Dude. But Quagmire's mom.
Oh, that Brian the transvestite.
The transgender?
Oh, transgender, yeah.
And that's why Quagmire hates Brian.
No, that ain't the only reason.
That's the only reason. He went on a whole rant about
that. That's the best rant ever.
It really was, yeah. How to feel? He wasn't, well, I mean, he really wasn't around as much.
Because he was an army person.
Yeah, so he can't really.
I was just talking shit. I don't really care.
Let me see. I think I got an anime mom.
Go ahead, because
there's not too many.
Shoot, teacher from, fuck, is it not, I just watched the episode last night, that's why I'm calling her teacher.
Oh, Sawyer?
Curtis.
Uh-huh.
Izumi Curtis.
Who's this?
From Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. I mean, she didn't have a kid, but you could basically call her,
mother figure.
Yeah, for Ed and Al.
I guess you could.
Look, she made this her second appearance on this podcast. First, she appeared as a badass female. Now she's a mom, a good mom, even though she didn't have one. The story behind it is sad.
It's very sad. Very sad. Yeah, very. I think I'm gonna watch that episode tonight.
You go ahead. I don't think there's that many anime moms you can come up with.
Yeah, I can't think of that one.
Look, as good as anime is towards women, name good mom.
Oh, I know bad mom.
Go ahead.
This is anime I've been watching. It's called You're a Lie in April. this guy, the main character, the antagonist, protagonist, guy's name's Kosei, and his mom just beat him to beat him to like a pulp, because every wrong key he pressed on the piano, she would just beat him.
Yeah, that's how you learn how to play the piano.
Now it backfires on him now. That's a terrible mom.
Who was it? Was there an episode where Stewie's teaching kids how to play the piano, and every time they press the key incorrectly, it would electrocute them a little bit?
Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. What's another? Can we count Professor
Razzle? No, he's a man.
No, okay. Alright.
Give him his respect. Put some respect on him. Ain't no mo. He's a man.
I take that back from what I said earlier. Cree Summer isn't voicing anybody on Steven Universe. But what's her name? Chrisette Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
She voices Garnet.
The singer?
Yeah.
Huh, I didn't know she was an actress.
I need to watch this now.
Oh, yeah.
I need to watch this. She got her real voice.
Hold on, let me make sure this is her. But I think that is her, Chrisette Michelle.
Chrisette Michelle.
Estelle? Not Chrisette.
I was about to say.
See, I'm mixing up the two. Chrisette Michelle and no, this is just Estelle.
But I'll still watch it though.
Yeah, I know.
I'm still gonna watch it.
She's a main character on there too, so.
She went from singing to acting.
Oh, I can't come with a cartoon.
I think she's kind of almost won an Emmy as that too. Steven Universe almost won a couple of Emmys based off her performance alone.
I don't have a cartoon mom.
Shoot, I got an anime mom.
I got a real mom.
Okay, what's your real mom? Is it your mom?
Ain't Viv. And my mom too.
What's Ain't Viv?
The first one. Yeah. The first one. Not the second one.
Look, the one that had the character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the one that kind of just came in and...
She was good. The one, the mom off of Family Matters. I forgot her name.
Oh my god, wow. That was probably the better one.
Katie. Harriet.
Yeah.
Harriet Winslow.
Carl!
Tony Urkel's on your team.
She was a great mom. What's another one?
The Incredibles mom.
Mrs. Incredible.
We were just talking about that the other day.
She's thick too.
That's because she's Elastigirl. She better be thick. Just like Mr. Incredible better be big. Okay, Orlando, okay, we'll stop that. You don't even want to do anything with that, so just stop.
You can't do anything right in this show. Nothing. Just keep veering off left and right. How about Wilma and Betty?
Yeah.
They weren't terrible moms.
I think Wilma was a better mom.
Nah, yeah. Betty was a better mom.
You think Betty was a better mom?
I say Betty was better than Wilma because, one, how often was Barney really around? Pebbles at least still had Fred around because Fred cared. Barney, did you ever really get the sense that Barney cared about Bam Bam?
No.
He was proud of him because he was gifted and strong, but it's not like he really raised him.
And because of that strength, Bam Bam could pretty much do anything without Barney. So,
yep.
It was Barney's choice to be around there. So, Betty, I think, did a better job. And then, let's see, since we want to throw it back, fuck it, I can't think of any good. Well, wait a minute, hold on. She ain't really like a human mom, but she's in Fairy Tale, Wendy's dragon, mother, Grandini.
Motherly.
Looked over her like all the other dragons did, and she was a tough one, so, hey, there's that. Speaking of which, I can't wait for that new manga to come out for Fairy Tale.
I know.
Because I was expecting that shit last week and it didn't come. I was like, fuck. Yeah. Nurse's mom is a beast, though, apparently. But anywho, let's see. There is... off the top of my head, I am running out of ideas for moms.
Same here, society.
Let me see, because...
because most of them...
Nickelodeon doesn't have any moms outside of the 90s moms.
No, there was... I don't remember her that much besides her being a nurse, but as told by Ginger's mom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was Eliza Thornberry's mom.
Gosh, I hate that show.
Oh, gosh. SpongeBob's mom.
Yeah, but they're old.
They don't count. SpongeBob may act like a kid, but they don't count. The grandma counts, though. She makes cookies.
Thanks, Grandma.
SpongeBob, why are you crying? Wait a minute. Hold on. Pause. What the fuck?
What?
James Earl Jones voiced Maggie?
What? Since when?
What the...
I don't think so. Well, okay.
Couldn't be.
I gotta figure this shit out. This must have been on a different episode. Oh! Another good mom. I just realized that shit. What's her face? From Lion King. Nala.
Nala?
Yeah, well, okay. Have you seen the Lion Guard? That new Lion King thing, the Lion Guard?
I've heard of that.
I heard of it. I didn't see it.
She's a pretty good mom on there.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I can tell she was going to turn into a good mom, though.
Oh, Tarzan's mother.
Dave
that took care of him as a baby.
See, all we got to do is just jump back into Disney. We can find all these good moms.
That is true. Yeah.
And then speaking of good moms, we got the bad mom. Coraline's mom from that movie, Coraline. I think it's called Coraline.
I can't remember. I know who you're talking about. She's a terrible mother.
I said I can't remember her name, though, off the top of my head.
But I know who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, Miriam Pataki. She
ooh, the
she's
drunk.
Just drunk. That she was a bad mom.
Oh, absolutely.
Actually, that whole family was pretty.
Fucked up.
If you weren't the perfect child, you weren't that good. You weren't good enough. Poor Helga.
Granny.
Off
Looney Tunes.
Yeah, she was good.
Strike that. Let's make it more detailed. Baby Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Everybody, it's a beautiful day to have a little fun and play the Looney Tunes.
Show still comes on.
There's lots to do.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Boom.
Cartoon Network.
What time?
9 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah.
P.M. or A.M.?
A.M. Why would it come on P.M.?
Wow. Oh, that's right. I haven't been watching TV.
Yeah. You've been missing out.
I have. A lot. That's so Raven's mom was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention to that show like that.
Oh, okay.
And plus, I wasn't even really watching it for the mom, so. Oops. Bump you up. Okay. Just like we did in the Father's Day one.
That's all.
Give me your three best moms, three worst moms.
Three best moms.
Hey, Viv.
Okay. So it could be from anywhere now, TV wise.
Ain't Viv.
I got Garnet in my top three.
Okay.
Just as a sub.
Give me Wanda.
Oh shit, Wanda is actually a legit mom. I keep forgetting about Poof.
Well,
Cosmo
had Poof. Yeah, which is weird.
I mean, he was last baby before Poof.
Yeah.
So make him suffer. Let's see, I'll go with Garnet. Garnet. Shit, this is actually pretty hard. Because, see, the dads are so easy. Because it's like, okay, yeah, you know who the good ones were and the bad ones were.
So many.
The mom. Shit, is that a problem? That's a problem.
Yeah. I could probably do more worse moms than good moms. Charlotte would be one of the worst.
Oh, yeah, Charlotte.
I agree.
Lois.
Lois,
just
yeah,
based off of what she did to Meg, still her boyfriend. That was just cold blood. That girl had nothing going on in her life until
just,
that
just
came.
Took her, right.
And one more. Who else?
You gonna say Peggy?
I'll give her a bye. Even though if I can't think of anybody, she is an alternative substitute that can be and will be used.
Cinderella's stepmother.
No.
And the evil queen from Snow White.
She was a mom. She was a mother?
She might as well have been. I don't know. I'm talking shit.
I don't think she was a mother.
Oh, another bad mom. Have y'all seen the show, the movie Tangled? The mom.
Oh, Mother Gothel?
Yeah.
Yep.
She's bad.
She's horrible.
So she's my third worst
Ooh,
one.
Ooh, I forgot about her.
Oh, she's bad?
Oh, yeah. She's the reason why Rapunzel's up there.
Oh, shit.
You gotta watch that movie.
I heard it was good. I might just...
I'm not into Disney movies.
I might just try.
It's a 3D Disney movie.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
Have you seen Princess and the Frog?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. Just checking. You better see that before you see Tangled. You better see Princess and the Frog before you see Tangled.
So I guess
just in case, look, just in case any Donald Trump supporters decide to stick around. There's a hidden subliminal message in that, but I hope they can be smart.
I hope so
that.
Too. were we? You had two, right?
Let's see. For the good moms, I had Garnet and I'm gonna throw Wanda in there too. Garnet, Wanda.
Damn, let me get
That's the refrigerator. It always scares somebody. It never fails. Garnet, Wanda. For bad moms, I'm gonna throw Charlotte,
okay.
Mother Gothel, and
Another good mom. Let me get Fiona's mother from Shrek.
Yeah. Oh,
Fiona's mother.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, I thought she was talking about the fairy.
No. Oh, gosh. She's my worst. She's in my worst. What she did with her...
Well, the son was horrible, too.
He was terrible.
Some pretty good moms. Well, I had Bulma.
Yeah, Bulma was a good mom.
She was just good overall after Dragon Ball. Mm-hmm. On Dragon Ball, she just thought. She was. Would do anything to get a Dragon Ball.
You want to see my panties?
I don't see your nasty panty.
Oh,
no panties at all. Master Roshi.
But yeah, I go Garnet, Wanda. Shit. I don't want a Steven Universe that's out, but it's like, shit, I don't know how you can do better than what Rose did. Matter of fact, I want Steven Universe's out. Susie Carmichael's mom.
It's good, mom.
Yeah.
She's good.
Look at the many kids that she had. And look at how many of them are good at least two things. Not just one thing. They're good at least two.
Why did they?
Look, so instead of Steven Universe and it out, I just blacked it up.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
I was about to say.
I feel bad because it's kind of like...
Well, but then it kind of also says something about the cartoons we watch. Like,
yeah, it's not really...
Well, okay.
We see
back.
The dads mostly, but we don't see too many...
Either that or the moms aren't as expanded upon.
Yeah.
Like they were back in the 90s.
Honorable mention TK and Matt's mom from Digimon. Mm-hmm. It just popped back in my head. But like, shit. The moms don't... Okay, hold on. Let me think about the new
Well, she's not a mom, but she raised Lilo. Her sister.
Oh, her sister?
She can get that D.
She's thick as shit, too.
She can get that dick. She can get that. I said, you had to come back around with that. She's thick, too. I was like, I know she's thick. That's why she can get the D.
She's thick.
Okay, but cool. But the first comment of she can get the D kind of covered that she's thick.
She's very thick.
Okay.
Hey, we can keep going
she
on.
She can get the thick dick.
Wow. She's
Follow that.
So, any other good moms you could think of?
Back to what I was saying, motherfucker.
Her ass is fat.
That fat ass can get the fat dick inside that thick asshole of hers.
And this is, remember, an episode about mothers.
Oh my
God. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Then we had the same problem with the badass female cartoon.
We sure did.
Damn.
Yeah.
This is why we need some... I was just busy right now, so we can't call her. Don't worry, I'm going to try out Charisma. She gonna probably do an episode with us.
That's cool.
But back to what I was saying. Why aren't the moms as...
Because of what we just saw right there. Right there, that's why. They're not seen as... They're just...
Seen as sex symbols.
Not even on cartoons, but... They just don't... They're not showing respect.
Unless they go out and get it themselves, and even then, in Charlotte's case, it can be construed in a different kind of way.
Yeah, they just stick to the. Bunch of, they're called bitches when they're. And well, that's just unfortunate for her.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, very. Well.
Damn, Nickelodeon, y'all need to step up your mother game.
I feel so bad.
Those are things we named off a lot of Cartoon Network moms, some Disney Channel moms, some.
Yeah.
Anime moms, but Nickelodeon outside of...
Well, I got another anime mom.
Most of the time, most of those cartoons don't really revolve around people having moms.
That's true.
SpongeBob really doesn't count, but what else was there?
I was saying, but you still know dads Stephanie, in there.
There's no mom dad on there. All Real Monsters, there's no mom or dad there.
Cat Dog's Journey to Find Their Mom.
Yeah.
I forget, there's moms on that episode of Rocko's, but,
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby.
Doug's mom, I don't even remember her.
I don't either.
She's an MVP just for putting up a Judy.
Yeah. That hit be happy.
I got a mom. You guys don't know this. Canon, it's an anime.
Okay.
The mom Yuichi's cousin's mother. She was good.
I would like to point out that the reason why I always gotta scoot the microphone up is because you always scoot away from it as well.
My bad, my apologies.
You went into a whole different shit.
My fault. My bad. Yeah, the mom off of Canon. The mom off of Clannad. There's a lot of good moms in that one.
Isn't that an all female?
Clannad?
Yeah.
You can say that. But there's a couple of dads in there. A lot of dads in there. Moms. Well,
I think the dads kind of get more highlighted.
They're pretty much even in Clannad. They're pretty much even. It's a deep ass anime.
Oh, that must have been when Westbrook was arguing with the ref. Anywho.
That's all I got.
But yeah, Nickelodeon needs to. Yeesh. Needs to have a thing. Mom game.
Or is it just based on the shows? Like.
Even still.
Vader Zim, there was no moms really on there.
Ed and Eddie had no moms or parents.
Yeah, here. But you at least heard of Ed's mom.
What else was a cartoon on Nickelodeon that didn't really involve around?
Todd Brown had parents.
Wah, 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 yeah. Wah, wah.
They raise themselves.
Yeah. Hold on. There's,
Kids Next Door has parents sometimes.
Yeah, because they're fighting against
them. Yeah, they're fighting against them, so that's automatic bad. Teen Titans had, well.
Did they?
Starfire.
She had a parents.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Did she?
They were like royalty, weren't they?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
As much as you hate Teen Titans Go and talk about how it ruined Teen Titans, I'm surprised you forgot about that.
I forgot about that. I did.
Okay.
Robin's parents are killed. They're dead.
Who?
Robin's.
Yeah, nobody cares about Robin.
God damn, dude.
Why you have Batman? His roommate. That's what they are.
Then who else?
Oh. Raven didn't really have no... Her mother died, and her dad was...
Trigon. Satan.
Oh, Trigon. Yeah.
Yes.
Mom and your dad. You're everything.
Yeah, see, you can come up with parents in general off of Cartoon Network stuff. Nickelodeon just... If they weren't human, you didn't really think about it.
Yeah.
Because they didn't talk about it.
Chalk Zone, sure. Right? Remember, you don't have a parent on there.
Danny Phantom, his mom was always with his dad. Good wife. I'm not so sure about the mom part, though. Very good wife. But shit, I think we done
did all you could do.
Yeah, I think. Keisha, if you're here, come on, help us out here.
How you doing, Keisha?
Send us an email at cartoon. Send us an email at csywpodcast@gmail.com.
How the five kids doing?
I hope she's doing better. You know, you guys are just beating down this poor girl. Probably had a moment of weakness.
Hold on, pause. My account got hacked, and I was able to track it back to this woman's name. So,
hey, she probably had that sixth one, man.
Shit.
Kid,
I'm stuck on the fact that she was able to hack into my account to post as me.
Yeah, man.
That's you got five kids and you got okay. You must be. Shit.
And she couldn't even spell the difference between raisins and raising.
Raisin in the sun.
I'm thinking.
Put some respect on her name.
She ain't gonna say it no more.
I think we covered just about as much as we could.
I'll say shoot. Okay, well, in a couple of days, maybe you'll be getting a. There's gonna be probably two episodes released this week. So I'm gonna do a Steven Universe episode before the newer episodes come out.
Dragon Ball Z too.
We gotta review that.
We can recap the tournament.
Yeah, it's gonna be another tournament.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like something's gonna happen.
Something's got to happen in between that.
Because you can't have one little series of a tournament and then let's do another one.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you know, in Dragon Ball, there's always got to be at least two tournaments. So Dragon Ball, there's 1, 2, 3 tournaments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said in Dragon Ball Z.
Chun.
It was 3, 4.
There was 2.
Space.
I said, yeah, 2 real and 2. Strike that for you Dragon Ball Z canon motherfuckers out there. 2 canon and 1 non-canon, but 3 total.
I forgot, yeah. The people
so
who
the
do
Vegeta
canon.
One where he destroyed Majin Vegeta, that one counts as a tournament? What, an 18-1?
Yeah, that counts as a tournament.
And then you had the one where he's fighting PyCon?
That one was the non-canon.
That was an illusion, wasn't it?
No, it really happened.
I say in canon.
He was dead.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh.
Well, then the Cell games, I don't really count that as a tournament because it was follow no rules.
Now they got rid of the rules halfway through and destroyed the ring halfway through.
They did, yeah.
But so did they did, when Goku and Piccolo fought, they destroyed the ring.
Yeah, and then.
It was like sudden death, whoever stood up first.
Yeah. If I was a person watching Dragon Ball Z or in the Dragon Ball Z thing, I would never go to a tournament. Because the mortality rate is very high as a fan. When Vegeta takes out entire side, when they destroy rings,
yes.
It's just watch it on TV. I would not go there to watch
it. Neither.
There's no way. I would have learned my lesson as soon as I saw the Piccolo and Goku fight. Mm. Oh, these people are not human.
I'm good.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and speaking of humans, Yamcha. Watch the last episode of Dragon Ball Super and you'll see why.
Mm.
But I'm not gonna
wait.
Go in.
Episode 42?
Yes.
Yeah. You ain't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my god.
Hmm.
Am I in for a surprise?
Maybe I should spoil this.
Now I'm just an idiot. Let's just say that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So nothing's changed with Yamcha.
Nothing ever will change with Yamcha.
God damn it. So, go ahead, spoil it for me. So what do you do?
I ain't gonna say
no. Not while we're recording. Look, we have loyal fans.
Well, I spoiled shit for them too.
Yeah, he spoiled the whole movie.
Nigga, I don't care about spoilers. If you really care about that much, damn it, avoid all media until you see it. I want to know what's going to happen. I don't care. You just tell me what's happening. I'll find out what happens in between. It's like watching the basketball playoffs. We know who's going to win some of these games. We just want to see how it's going to play out.
Oh, yeah. I remember you spoiled the... what movie was that?
F?
Oh, yeah. Resurrection F.
For who?
You. For the fans. No. That wasn't
that. For you?
No. The other movie. Which one? What was the first one?
Battle of the Gods?
Yeah.
Oh, when I threatened to.
Yeah, you threatened everybody that you just spoiled.
That one was funny. And
then eventually you finally came out. I was like, you know what?
Because you was kind of getting beat up on it. I was like, okay, fine. Let me save one of those ass here.
He's like,
next comment, I'm spoiling.
Fuck it. I'm going for it. I'm going for all you motherfuckers who want to wait because you don't want to hear it. Turn your TV off. I don't care. I don't give a damn. Just cut your laptop off or whatever he said. Said some shit like that. And he just told the whole thing.
I don't care, because hey, if you care that much about spoilers, then avoid all media outlets. It's not my fault that you were raised in a way that made you believe, oh, I should respect your authority as somebody who cares about spoilers. Nah, fuck that shit. You want to know, say, if you want to learn how something works, you learn how something works. That means, hey, you gotta learn how to cheat. You don't care about, look, you don't care about spoilers when you're in a math class. Why do you care about spoilers when it's something you want to watch? Just my thought process there. And it makes sense. Like, hey, wait, teacher tells sense. You do so. Teacher tell you do something. You don't care about how you get there. You just want to get there.
Right, that's true.
Batman versus Superman. I could have told you that shit was gonna suck. Everybody knew that shit was gonna. Well, everybody who knows Superman movies knew that shit was gonna suck.
Ben fucking Affleck, you're the worst person. Terrible Batman.
You sure?
Terrible.
You forgot about the 90s Batman.
Huh? Terrible.
You forgot about the 90s Batman, huh?
Terrible!
You forgot about the 90s Batman.
I'm aware.
Okay, just checking.
I'm aware. Him and George Clooney.
There you go.
Terrible.
So they should have won with Christian Bale? They should have won with Christian Bale?
Yeah, Christian Bale was cool. I mean, even though the voice was kind of corny at times, but it grew on me. It was cool. But Ben
I don't think you need a strong Batman performance. You just need the villain to be good in Batman movies.
Ben Affleck. That's another rant self, the whole movie.
You do know we got to come up with a segment just for you to rant on shit.
You should just give him an entire episode where he just talks.
That's me and him was talking about before. Having to,
yeah.
YouTube where he just rant about shit. Yeah, no, I don't want to hear this shit about spoilers. Motherfucker talking to me about, like, man, why you always got to be posting spoilers on your Facebook page?
Somebody posted that. I mean, somebody messaged that.
Someone kind of...
hinted at it.
Yeah, at me, and I was like, I knew who they was talking about. I'm like, man, because I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Not my problem that you seem to want to be on Facebook every day. Shit. Somebody got mad at me because I posted Steven Universe spoilers.
So...
okay. You still don't know how they're going to get there.
Yeah.
Just because you know the result of one thing doesn't mean that you know what's going to happen. You know that you're going to see Steven Universe standing next to his mom, Rose Quartz. You don't know what they're talking about. You know that Malachite and Alexandrite are going to fight. You know that Alexandrite is going to win. You don't know what the fuck is going to happen to Jasper. But hey, I digress.
Ooh,
I just spoiled some people's shit, and I don't care. That's why I have that Ice Bear intro. Spoiler alert, bitches. Anywho, this has been an episode of the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Sign off, motherfuckers.
Melinda.
Mm-hmm. P. peace, love, and chicken grease.
And in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the... Aha, gotcha. Gotcha. You thought I was about to do the other one. You thought I was about to do the other one.
He leaving.
In the name of the... In the name of the Swamp, and of the Gliscor, and of the Shiny Clefable, Keenan's ass is going to be beat. Amen.